Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer all over Atlanta, all over Georgia, all over the Southeast, all over the United States, all over the Western Hemisphere, all over the planet. We're going to touch a lot of different parts of the planet tonight on the show. It's what we do on AST. Y'all know this by now. This has been going on for a few years now, Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We're not far away from a World Cup being played in this city. We're going to have a lot of talk as we get ready for that over the next few months. The World Cup draw is going to be Friday, December 5th. Go ahead and mark that day down. Take the day off. We're going to have content all day long for you before the draw. Watch the draw. We see what happens. We see where the U.S. gets drawn. We see where Argentina gets drawn as they try to defend their title. We see the other storylines, who's going to be the group of death, all of those different things. We're going to analyze the draw. We're going to have so many different things going on that day. That's where I think what next year will be starts to feel real. When we get to the draw, these next two international windows are going to be part of that process as we're going to start to see teams book their ticket. We're going to see more teams get eliminated. It's all going to ramp up, but December 5th is where I think the next year ahead for soccer in Atlanta, soccer in the United States, and Mexico and Canada, it'll all start to feel very, very real. Today was one of those days, though, for me that I think it's easy with all that on the horizon. I mean, the city of Atlanta, just this year, had the Club World Cup, had one of the best halves of soccer that I've ever seen in my life anywhere in the world, was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Bayern and PSG. Two of the biggest clubs in the world. They were here in Atlanta. All the storylines that emanated out of Atlanta and the Club World Cup. You had the Premier League Summer Series. Huge crowd. Manchester United, one of the biggest brands in the world, was here. Just an amazing year of soccer. So much more to come next year. There's going to be a Women's World Cup that comes to Atlanta in 2031. More international friendlies. More big games. I mean, it's just never ends. But today was one of those days that I think at times it's very easy to take for granted what the day-to-day is here. And Atlanta historically, and there's been large gaps in this, but historically has really showed up for big soccer events. Now we have a regular day-to-day that we haven't had often. Maybe we're a little spoiled for this right now with Atlanta United launching in 2017. And a day like this one where just my day. Break the fourth wall. I feel like Zach Slater or Zach Morris and Slater here on Saved by the Bell. You come with me on this trip. So starts the day at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground in Marietta. Atlanta United's first team training. I got to watch the session, got to see some of the things that they were working on. You know, look, it's a weird time. The team's out of the playoff race. You've got three road games coming up and then one more home game on decision day against DC, who is also already eliminated. And you're trying to figure out what this is going to look like and feel like. This is coming off of a very good performance on Saturday afternoon against San Diego, one of the best teams in the league this year. I thought it was a really good performance. It's easy for that to get lost in the shuffle with where the results are this season. But that's where the day started for me. Then we sat in on the production call with Atlanta United 2. They had a huge win over the weekend. They are chasing a playoff berth in MLS Next Pro. Huge game tomorrow night against Chattanooga. We'll talk about that here in a minute. And then finished the day close to where I grew up, on the south side of Atlanta in McDonough. The latest GA100 pitch opened, the 17th opened. That's a pretty cool number when it comes to Atlanta United. Got to talk to so many people, old friends, new friends, people that I knew from the soccer community in that area. It was very cool to see Ronald Hernandez and Miguel Almiron, Dominic Chonqui and Steven Alzate there interacting with the kids. The line to get autographs and pictures was huge. I think close to 300 kids were there participating in events. I mean, it was just such a cool thing. So just in the day that I had, got to see the first team and hear from the first team. Got to see some of the second team and hear from the second team. And got to see the next generation and what's being done in the community. All these big things coming are amazing, and they are so cool, and I cannot wait to see a World Cup semifinal in a stadium that I get to call home on a regular basis, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I can't wait to see what this next year is going to be for all of us in soccer in Atlanta. But don't let all of that excitement and all of that anticipation, don't let all of that cloud over. Man, we've got some really cool things happening on a daily basis in soccer in Atlanta. That's like my day was just the Atlanta United kind of day. You've got this happening for college teams. You've got this happening for UPSL teams. You've got this happening for youth clubs. You've got this happening for amateur teams. You've got this happening for, you know, adult recreational leagues that so many of you listen to this show play in. You've got all the youth clubs that are going on. There's all these little soccer ecosystems all over Atlanta. And I know we're all going to get so wrapped up in World Cup. Don't let that cloud over the day-to-day. Because the reason why the World Cup coming to Atlanta next year is going to be an incredible success, and I think people are going to be talking about it all over the country and all over the world. I think the World Cup coming here and what people are going to see through their televisions, some in person, but a lot through their televisions around the world, is they're going to see the best of Atlanta. They're going to see why we call this city home, why we love this city so much. But the reason why they're going to see that is the day-to-day, the everyday soccer that happens across this area. It's just, we are so lucky. And I think at times it's really easy to forget that. Please don't. And if that means going out and getting your boots dirty, getting your hands dirty, get out into the grassroots, get out and see Atlanta United 2 tomorrow night, Kennesaw, Fifth Third Stadium, kickoff 7:30 against Chattanooga FC. Get there. Get out and see it on the day-to-day level. You'll appreciate, I think, the big, big things that are coming even more if you see that. So let's go back through kind of the cycle of my day. I want to start with Atlanta United, and it was a really good performance against San Diego. It was a very interesting, I think, defensive strategy that we saw in this game. Before we get to that and hear from Jaden Hibbert, I want you to hear my conversation in media today with Ronald Hernandez, one of my favorite people to talk to. I love how he sees and feels the game and explains it. I think he gives us insight that is priceless. Here's the conversation with Ronald about the San Diego game and about what is to come afterwards. was it to have such a good defensive performance against San Diego after the Columbus game?
Very important, very important. Obviously, against Columbus, we didn't do enough the first half. That is the truth. And then, you know, we got to fix it. And then to have a San Diego right away was a very good test, to be honest. They are the best in the other conference. So we have the mentality, we have the intensity, the aggressiveness. I think the team prepared very well. I think we did a very good job to be tight the full 90 minutes. And yeah, unfortunately for the goal, but if you take a deep perspective of the whole game, I think we did pretty well.
How was the individual battle for you with Chucky Lozano? You guys were getting into it a little bit at times.
Yeah, I was excited. You know, it's my job. I like to study my opposition players before the game. But obviously, you know, Lozano, top player. He and the Dryer, the number 10, they have been very good, and they are in a very good form. So I wanted to make sure I have my position, and then from there help the team. You know, they are very dangerous, so if we can reduce them as much as we can, we can create a lot of more chances for us.
With three games on the road coming up, one more at home, what are you trying to get out of the rest of the season personally?
My point of view is, you know, we are competitor, we are professional, we represent this bunch. So this is most important, that the outcome of the season. And we, as a group, we want to finish as strong as we can, mainly for the fans, for the whole city, and obviously for us. And then from there we go.
A couple of things from Ronald as it almost wants to re-rack here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. That was Ronald Hernandez and myself, our conversation at media today. A couple of things that jumped out to me. One, it's always cool to hear like how a player prepares, and I didn't really prompt him for it, but talking about how he studies the players he's going to be going up against individually. You know, you're kind of trying to get tendencies. You're kind of trying to see what can work against them. I think Ronald went with trying to get under Chucky Lozano's skin a little bit early on, especially, and it worked because Chucky was yelling at everybody, complaining about everything. That's a tactic that can be effective. The other thing he mentioned was defensively being very tight, very organized. I would say compact is another way we can describe it. It was fascinating to watch the very high line defensively and not a high press, but more of a, you know, defending in the middle third. We can call it a mid block if we want to get into terms that are being thrown around right now, buzzwords in the game. They didn't defend as high up the field as they have at times. They defended a little bit lower but then the high line was still there. So there were a lot of times where San Diego had possession and they're looking forward and there's nowhere for them to go because Atlanta has everything blocked off. All San Diego could do was bomb it over the top and hope that they placed it correctly. Well, one reason why that was difficult is goalkeeper Jaden Hibbert. I talked to him about that, but we started the conversation, and Madison Cruz joined into the conversation as well. We started the conversation off of Doug Robertson's questions about his time with the Canadian national team. He was in their camp for two friendlies over the last international break. Here is what Jaden Hibbert told us today.
Have you settled kind of what you want to do internationally, or do you not know
yet? I don't think it's settled, but, you know, we're in a very good spot right now, you know.
Kind of a crazy return back to Atlanta after that with the 5-4 game with Columbus.
Yeah.
What was the emotional roller coaster like for you during that game?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, during the game, I was all over the place, emotions flying. But it was a very humbling experience, humble pie. You know, you have a good two clean sheets, good games, go international, you're on top of the world, and you get 5 in 35 minutes. So very humbling. You know, you take the good with the bad. You know, I definitely pulled a lot of good from that loss. But yeah, it was good.
What do you take from the response to Saturday's match against San Diego, where it was a really good defensive
Yeah, credit to the whole team, the coaching staff, because to be very disciplined in our defense and tight against the top team in the West was a very good response to see, especially after a poor defensive performance. To bounce back like that is big time for the team, confidence, you know, pushing forward for sure.
Few starts in between the posts for you as well, especially in front of being behind Sion and Anaya as well as Juan as well. Mm-hmm. How has that relationship and that connection grown over the last couple of games?
Yeah, super. I think they're trusting me more, which is, you know, great, which allows us to play the system that the manager wants, you know, play football and not just kick the ball all the time. So, you know, when they trust me and I trust them, it, you know, everything gels perfectly. We could build out the back comfortably and take teams on transition moments, you know, quick, and, you know, everything's working out well. The camaraderie is very good.
How much do you enjoy those moments where the line is so high, like it was against San Diego, and you've got 50 yards in front of you? Enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoy, but I'm also comfortable. You know, I'm quick, so if they do put one over, I think they trust me, and I trust myself to go get there. So that's why I think, you know, in a way we can play so high because, you know, I'm comfortable back there, and they trust me as well.
You have to walk on a tightrope in those moments if you're Jaden Hibbert, where the defensive line is so high, and if a ball comes over the top, you got to judge it correctly. Do you come out for it? As he talked about in Nashville, do you come out crazy and go in hard for a tackle? Do you pick your spots? He was very good in those moments, and it was a good defensive performance. The goal that they conceded was a mistake. They went out and they earned one. They earned a penalty the other way. Finished 1-1 against one of the best teams of this season in MLS in San Diego. After the break, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Atlanta United 2. What is next for them? Why tomorrow night is the biggest game in the history of the Atlanta United 2 section of the club and maybe the academy as well as part of that. We'll talk about all of that and more on the other side of the break. You're listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.